There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. So, Captain John Reagan and I were talking about the collapse, and I mentioned that I'd share what happened over the weekend. So, John Reagan, I decided to buy a tax deduction this weekend. And in Missouri, we have a lot of rocks, and as you know, I'm a grass farmer. So what I do is I mow these fields with a hay mower, and this hay mower cuts the grass off at about, 2.5, 3, 4 inches above the ground. So it cuts pretty close. And it has these small cutters that turn at very, very high speed. And as I drive with this mower over the grass, the mower hangs out off the edge of the off the side of the tractor, the right side of the tractor, and it cuts about 9 feet wide. It's a really expensive mower. One of these mowers is about $10,000, and they have these little cutters that are maybe 3 inches, 4 inches long that spin at really high speeds. And when they hit a rock, they just get destroyed. And I'm just sick of hitting these rocks. And the mower is so expensive to replace the parts that I decided that I'm going to push these rocks in the ground. So at this time of the year, if you have a machine that can push the rocks into the soft ground, the other equipment will last a lot longer. It won't get beat up as much. So I decided to make this investment for the farm by a tax deduction. And what this thing is it's a roller. And I'm sure you've seen these hand rollers that they used to use in the 1920s, 1930s, maybe even the 40s. And it'd be like a 55-gallon drum that's flat across the outside surface, and you fill it with water, and you push this along your front lawn and your back lawn, and it just kind of smooths out the lawn. Well, there's no way we could do that by hand. It's just too much ground to do that with. So I bought a roller. And really what this thing is, it's a homemade roller. It's a propane tank, about 300 gallons. And it has an axle shaft through it. It's 7.5 feet long. And there's this heavy frame that allows you to pull it behind a tractor. So you need about a 40 or 50 horsepower tractor to pull this thing. You fill it with water, and by the time you're done, it weighs 3,000 pounds. It's really heavy. It's about a quarter inch steel. And it just rolls those rocks, pushes them right into the ground so they don't stick up, so you don't beat up the rest of the equipment. I priced a new one on the internet. It was $4,000. Now, there's not a lot of engineering that goes into this thing. It's a cylinder that you fill with water, a tank that has an axle running through it, and you just pull it. That's all it is. I found one for less than $1,000 used. It's probably built in the 1960s, the 1970s, and I decided to buy this tax deduction for less than $1,000. But what I'm saying is, things have gotten so expensive that this used piece of gear that at one time was a propane tank that had been modified by somebody very nicely modified, but it's still from the 60s or 70s. So it's, 50, 40 years old, and it's been used all that time. So it's not even new, and it was about $1,000. That's one item. And the man had some weights for the front end of an international tractor. Mrs. Finelli has an international harvester tractor, model 385. It's 40 horsepower, and it's a little light in the front. So if we put a bale of hay on the back, it tends to lift the front end, sometimes even off the ground. And it's a little disconcerting to Mrs. Finelli when that happens. So I wanted to buy her some weights, and these are 100-pound weights. Think of it like barbell weights, except they're shaped kind of square. about as thick as a barbell weight, and you hang them on the front of the tractor. The guy had them used, and they were $85 each if I bought 15 of them. I don't need 15 of them. I only need like two. So they were $100 a piece if I only wanted two. And then the bracket to put the... I'm talking about two pieces, like two barbell weights. $100 a piece. And then I needed a bracket to hang them on. And I looked that up on the internet. That's $235. He had a used fuel pump that I bought that would transfer fuel out of a farm fuel tank. A new one is $434. This is a little tiny pump that goes on top of a tank. You plug it into an outlet, has a hose and a dispensing nozzle. A new one is $434. A headlight for our John Deere tractor, John Deere Model 1070. It's a Japanese tractor, painted green, has a John Deere logo on it. A headlight with just two lenses. It's probably 2.5 inches tall, maybe 18 inches wide. $185. A grill, just this screen grill with a metal frame around it for the John Deere 1070 tractor is $248. Now this isn't chrome. It's nothing exotic. It's just a piece of stamped screen with a metal frame around it. $248. 18 by 20 inches. I'm estimating. What I'm saying, John Reagan, is prices for parts are absolutely sky high. Sky high. So I'm putting an exclamation point on what you're saying. Prices are going up, up, up. Now, gasoline, we may be lulled into complacency by looking at the low price of gasoline or the relatively low price. However, everything else seems to be going up.
And in addition to those prices going up, you may not even have the company to buy from anymore. And I just had an experience on that myself. I'll go ahead and make the announcement now. We're going to be moving. So Studio D will be relocating. And up until last week, there was potential that that was even going to prevent me from getting to the expo. And the good news on this is, you know, once we get our deposit back from this move, we had planned on getting some new glasses. And the doctor that we went to down here had these Izon brand lenses where basically you go in and they map your eye. And this is not, you know, glasses while you wait for an hour. They have to send off and takes a week to 2 weeks to get them back. The glasses are manufactured specifically for your eyes. And the acuity of those glasses are the best I ever experienced. Well, I started looking that up and found out that company that makes those Izon lenses went bankrupt in 2012. I can't get those anymore. So, yes, prices are going to be going up, but also availability may be non-existent. Don't put it off.
You're absolutely right. That's why I took the 3 or 4 hours yesterday to buy this roller, because what I'm seeing is when I hit the rocks in the field, some of these rocks are the size of bowling balls. Some of them are smaller. Some of them are the size of a large grapefruit, and they're regular shaped. And when I hit them with a mower blade, they beat up the equipment. And because it's so rough on the equipment, I just can't depend on being able to get the parts for the equipment. So I invested almost $1,000 in getting a machine to extend the life expectancy of the other equipment that we have, meaning the mowers and the hay rake and the baler, so we won't hit as many rocks. You know, and all of this thinking, John, is for the long term. All of it's for the long term. And when I looked at this piece of gear, the first thing I thought is, okay, now where am I going to get spare bearings for this piece of equipment? Because that's probably what's going to fail first. So I need to get spare bearings because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get bearings. And for maybe $20 worth of bearings, I may have a piece of equipment that would become totally useless. So I'm looking at I'm looking at all kinds of spare parts to prolong the life expectancy of the equipment. I'm looking at filters. I'm looking at what kind of oil to use. I'm looking at fan belts, drive belts, cutter blades, everything that we need in order to keep our farm operational in business, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get what we need at the time we might need it. So I need to get it before we need it, and I need to anticipate what those items are going to be. So I need to take money from savings and put it into spare parts that I think we're going to need. But I'm not really sure. That's what life around this farm is like. And that's why it's so difficult to be a farmer today. And I'm hearing that prices of cows may go down. I don't know. They may go down. And that would be devastating for the farmers. Absolutely devastating. Now, right now, it's devastating for the consumers, because the price of beef is sky high, record high. John, the cost of parts is out of control. The cost of repairing something is out of control. I was talking to John Dollarhite about he needed a new axle because someone ran into his truck in his parking lot. It's a terrible situation. Someone just crashed. His truck was parked. Someone just banged into it. And the price of a rear axle for a truck used, can be $2,500. That's not installed. That's, you go pick it up with another truck, and then you get it installed. The price of installation is unbelievable. I talked to a farmer about replacing a clutch on a tractor. It takes a day. Okay, so you figure 10 hours. 10 hours at $100 an hour. It's $1,000 labor to replace the clutch. That's without the clutch. So you put $300 or $400 into the clutch. Now you're up to $1,400 to replace the clutch on an old tractor. But to replace the tractor is $35,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So that's not doable. But how is it possible that the cost of replacing a clutch is roughly a third the cost of the value of the tractor when it's used? You take a $3,500 tractor, and it's $1,400 to replace the clutch on it. Things are out of control. John Reagan?
And wasn't that long ago in America you had repair shops?
That's exactly right. Now you want to take your tractor to get a clutch put on it? You're going to have to hire somebody for a couple hundred dollars to take your tractor to the guy, wherever he may be, to change the clutch. More bad news when we come back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I mentioned that this cop crashed into a stopped car on the highway, driven by a 28-year-old cop from Tacoma, Maryland, a police officer. His name is Travis Ala, A-L-A. He smashed his Nissan Xterra SUV into a Toyota Corolla and killed the three occupants. It is a departmental SUV. So I've got a couple questions. This guy was off duty. What's he doing driving a departmental vehicle? Number one. Number two, why did he smash into traffic that was stopped on the highway? That's the next question. Next question, who approved the department using a Nissan vehicle? Who approved that? Why aren't we buying American vehicles? Someone needs to explain that to me. Is that so they blend in better? So we can hide better and snipe better? Is that what this is all about? John Reagan, you've got more news for us?
well, let's get to, I've got a section called governance, and most of this is related to our civil government, one's church government. And the first article I have up there is called Curses. And this is one of those tidbits that's supposed to entice you to buy the upcoming biography that's being released on Michelle Obama. And it sure didn't work that way for me. It talks about how as a 10-year-old that she lost out on being awarded best camper because she couldn't stop cursing. And from what I hear, what's going on in the White House nowadays, apparently that hasn't changed much. And, yeah, I don't think we talked about it, but recently She and Barry both had television appointments out on the West Coast same day, and they took different planes because apparently she can't stand to be in the same plane with that guy, which I guess I can't really blame her for. I don't know if I'd want to be in the same plane with him either.
Well, you know, okay, John, I don't like Barry any more than anybody else, right? Okay, actually, I despise him. I despise his actions. Well, I despise her too. I really do. She looks angry all the time. And I have a feeling she is angry a lot of the time. So I can only see her when there are pictures of that are taken of her. But she doesn't look all that pleasant. She doesn't look like a first lady that I would like to see. She doesn't have the smile, the warmth. She seems really cold to me. She seems angry. And I had an opportunity to see her in Springfield, Missouri, as a broadcaster. I could have applied for permission to be in her graces. And I started the application online. I thought, have I lost my mind? Why would I want to expose myself to that? What am I gonna see? I'm gonna see a teleprompter. I'm gonna see a choreographed event at Walmart where they've thrown out all the defective looking produce that we would be buying and placed the best specimens of produce where she's gonna talk about how to eat healthy. And I just hit the X and deleted the tab and got out of there, and I decided I just wasn't going to become part of it. And I didn't want to be in some sniper's scope on the top of a building in case they said, that's the guy right there with the blue jeans, the combat boots, and the blazer. That's him. You know, that's the guy you want to shoot. I didn't want to be in the crosshairs. So I said, forget it. I don't want anything to do with these guys. So Michelle Obama cursing, Hillary Clinton cursing, Bill Clinton cursing, Joe Biden cursing. We all know that they do it. They're not setting the example for America. And, John, you know, when people come on this broadcast, you know, when they come on the first time, I tell them that there aren't very many rules. But I have some. We're ladies and gentlemen, and we don't use profanity. And some broadcasters use profanity. And some of the guests use profanity. And some of the callers use profanity. And I object to it. I object to it. And if you want to see it, just come to the Get Prepared Expo and use profanity out loud. See how long you last. Not very long. You'll be thrown out. There's no reason for it. We're falling down. We're falling down. Let's not do that. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Headline of the Drudge Report says, imagine a president who stands with Israel. Let's imagine a president and Congress that stand with these United States of America. Wouldn't that be nice? I've been consuming Earthworks brand diatomaceous earth. I'm at the half a teaspoon level. I'll tell you what, I feel a lot more energy. Now, I'm not recommending that anyone does it. I'm just saying this is what I have done. Diatomaceous earth, and we're going to have we have cases of it. We'll sell it at the lowest price in the country at the Get Prepared Expo. About $10. You can buy it and take it with you at the Get Prepared Expo. Earthworks. Diatomaceous Earth. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, in talking about what to expect with our financial situation, one of the signposts is increasing capital controls. And the next two articles are about that. The first, the headline is Justice Department rolls out an early form of capital controls in America. You are probably already aware that if you have cash transactions of $10,000, the bank has to report it. If you're suspected of structuring your deposits to get around that, then you have even more problems. Well, now the Justice Department wants any kind of suspicious activity reported. And if you go up and request cash, which could be an amount significantly less than the $10,000, and they ask you what's it for, and you tell them it's none of their bleeping business, that could earn you a visit. And it's not just here. In France, they are now limiting cash transaction to 1,000 euros. So we are seeing more capital controls coming, and I expect we'll see much more before this year is over. Vincent?
Okay, so let's put this in perspective. So yesterday, I had the option of paying cash for this used piece of farm equipment that I bought, about $1,000, or I could have written a check, right? This guy, this individual seller is certainly not going to take a credit card. So as a farmer, I have a need to use cash. It's something that I think is perfectly acceptable and normal. And by the way, it's not like I'm going outside the system. I don't print this stuff up. I use their printed currency. I use the currency that the government has made available for our use. I earn it, and I spend it. And I object to the fact that they want to have controls, more controls on what I do with it. And they want to, and this drug thing, they say under the guise of protecting us from drug trafficking that they want to know where our cash is going. I object to the banks. I object to the banks monitoring us because they've been told to do so. Why don't the banks say, no, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. As a matter of fact, if you pressure us into doing it, we're going to report you and we're going to have a sign out in front of our business as to who is doing it and your names. I really object to it. You know, it's easy. It's really easy to transact $10,000 on a farm. If I sold 10 cows, I'd be well over $10,000. Well over $10,000. So if some farmer came up to me and said, hey, Vinny, I really like those cows. They're really nice. I'll bet you I like them more than you do. And I'll prove it to you. Here's X amount of money each. Would you sell them to me? And let's say I do that transaction in cash. Is that suspicious? All right, well, let's take it to the next level. Let's say I take that, and let's make it $10,000. Let's say I take that $10,000 cash and I go, geez, you know, I don't want to keep it here at the farmhouse. Something could happen. Somebody could come in here and take it. I'll bring it to the bank. I'll be real stupid. I'll bring it to the bank. I'll trust them to keep my cash because I don't trust myself, right? So I bring it to the bank and they go, where'd you get the money, Vinny? I go, well, this guy came by and he liked my cows. He was driving by and he said, I'd like to buy those over there. I'll pay you in cash. I said, oh, okay. So I took his cash, he took my cows, and here I am with these pieces of paper. that you claim are worth $10,000. Now the bank wants to know where did I get all that cash, right? But it'd be okay if the guy had a credit card transaction with me, right? That's all above board. But cash, no. You know, Ron Paul had a fundraiser in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, and the guy had about $4,000 and change in a box, and he got stopped by the government. They want to know where he got the cash. He said, I was at a Ron Paul fundraiser. They stopped him. And the only reason he didn't get arrested for having cash is because he had a phone that recorded the entire interaction. They were really rough on him. And that's what we need to do. We need to have video and audio recorders with us at all times. John, I don't think dealing in cash is suspicious. But the government seems to think it is. The government wants to know everything about us. Because if we deal in cash, there's privacy. And I suggest to all of those who are in class today that you use cash whenever you can. Whenever you can. Because if you stop using cash, there won't be any more cash. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, it's all part of the plan of control, so, you know, why should we be surprised?
Yeah. Well, I object to their controls. These guys are defective. And class, here, there is a vulgar, obscene series on Netflix. It's called House of Cards. It's supposedly fiction. I think it's a documentary. I think it's a documentary on Congress and the presidency and the aides and the support staff. It is a series that portrays the lying, the backstabbing, the individual greed, and the side switching and the lack of loyalty by everybody, whether they're married to each other or not. It's every man, woman, for him or herself. Personal gain, power, greed. It's a series about that. It's vulgar, and I object to the vulgarity. But you know what? I think it's a documentary. I think it's the way these people talk. Like Michelle, having a cursing phase in her life. I don't think she's outgrown it. That's my opinion. I can't prove it, but I doubt she's outgrown it. I mean, you've heard Joe Biden use profanity on national media. The Vice President of the United States can't keep his language in check. Why? Because he uses profanity. He wouldn't have to keep it in check if he didn't use it. But he uses it. And it slips out. Oh, it slips out. It slips out because that's who he is. Wow, I can't believe it. I'm really angry. I'm really disappointed. I'm really outraged. I'm really outraged at people who are supposedly setting examples for how we should behave. And they're pathetic. I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about whatever happened to America first. Whatever happened to these United States of America first. What about protecting our interests? We've been sold out by the Clintons. That's why we have so many problems. This free trade thing, how's it working? We've successfully eliminated jobs. And where's Clinton? How come the media isn't saying, hey, Bill, you sold us out? That giant sucking sound that H. Ross Perot talked about? It's a gale force. It's wiped us out. Businesses are going out of business at record rates. Just look around at the city or hamlet near you. You see any for rent signs, for lease signs, for sale signs? Those used to be businesses that employed people. And you don't see the soup lines because they're on credit cards and debit cards. We have a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45. We're going to be sharing preparedness tips and tricks among ourselves. We're going to talk about what works, what doesn't work, things that we've learned, how to save money, how to stay afloat. And I'll be passing out some Get Prepared Expo tickets and signs. Back to you, John Reagan.
Let me talk about the last three articles I have in governance, because I imagine we're going to end the show with the shower with the EPA. We've got news where Presbyterian USA has, you know, chosen to vote God out by accepting homosexual marriage. And I've talked about this before. It really goes beyond that. It's a matter of sexual immorality. And when you look at consensual relations in the Bible, the only relations I find that were not listed as a sin was consensual relations between a man and a woman that was either his wife or concubine. If you have any scripture other than that, I'd like to know about it. I've got a contact tab on my website, or you can email me at john@financialstatement.com. And get to the other two articles when we come back.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, John. We got Barney Frank, right? Barney Frank in Washington. He's a homosexual. He's leading by example. It's out of control. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to listen to USA Preparers on YouTube, it's just go to USA space Preparers space radio space show. USA Preparers radio show. Do a search on YouTube and you'll find us. Ron Gibson's channel, and I really want to thank Ron Gibson for making this possible. John Reagan, back to you.
Okay, Obama, the guy that's putting out tons of carbon dioxide, you know, flying across country for a photo op and then to play golf, has signed an executive order to cut greenhouse gases by 40% by 2025 for the federal government. And, of course, he plans on reductions of carbon dioxide by the rest of us as well. And why this executive order is important is because alternative energy is more expensive on the first part, which means cost of government is going to go up. And second, there's nothing that I've seen in production or in the pipeline for energy that can meet the demands that are currently met by oil, gas, and coal. This is another, you know, way of collapsing the economy and getting rid of people. We just don't have time for that because I want to get to what the EPA is up to. They want to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. And this will probably be one of those Internet of Things devices to conveniently relay the information. But they don't say whether or not they plan on using facial recognition to identify individual guests, but that would not surprise me as well. And we also know they want to put meters on water wells for people that aren't on the utility grid. And even in the houses, you know, where we have the metering, I wonder if they want to include in this Internet of Things, devices on every device that uses water in the house so we know how much is being used where and possibly even by whom. Vincent?
Well, I know farmers are very concerned about water wells, and I know that we're very concerned about the quality of water, and it's getting worse. You know, water is getting more polluted all the time, and that's why we have pallets of ProPure and Berkey water filtration systems at the Gap Pride Expo. And we'll have them at the lowest price in the country. There's no question about it. And we'll have diatomaceous earth, and we'll have Kyani Nitro Extreme, and everything you can possibly think of for your survival, we'll have. Solar power, everything you think of, water distillation. And, you know, John, I'm really frustrated. I'm really frustrated because most people, I don't think there's more than 1% of us that actually is getting it and is seriously considering preparing. Not that 1% of us are prepared. A fraction of that 1% are prepared. But 99% of us don't get it, don't care. Go to baseball games, football games, basketball games, play golf. Urged in vacations. Stop taking those vacations. Put your money toward preparedness. And by the way, if you have decided that you're going to start your business right now, or you have last week, you can deduct the cost of coming to the Get Prepared Expo if the Get Prepared Expo is in line with the business that you started. Seriously, 56.5 cents per mile you can deduct coming to the Get Prepared Expo, your plane fare, your meals, you can deduct all of it. And we're going to show you how at the Get Prepared Expo. Ed Marvini is going to be with us, and he's going to talk about starting your own business at the Get Prepared Expo. John, we have been dumbed down to the point where we don't even want to think anymore. We want someone else to tell us what to think. Class, never reelect anybody. These guys have destroyed our country. It'll be a miracle if we can turn it around. But it's our job to try. Never reelect anybody. John Reagan?
Yeah, and just one quick word on the unprepared prepper. You know, it's the ultimate game of you bet your life, and I want to try and help you win that bet.
That's a really good point. We are betting our lives. We really are betting our lives. So, class, consider coming to the Get Prepared Expo. It's in 3 days. The end of this week. It starts on Friday. Information on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. John Reagan.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.